In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. We need to hear the word receive today. Receive. This is the holiest week of the year. This is the experience of the cross where Jesus died for you and me. Receive that. Receive that. That it was for you and me that he went to the cross. Receive it. Receive it. You see, we kind of say, well, Jesus loves everybody. No, he loves you. Receive it. The cross tells us that. If we cannot trust the cross, what are we to trust? The love that Jesus had for us on the cross. Receive it for you and for me. Oh, yes. That's why I'm on the radio telling people that the Lord Jesus Christ died for us, was buried, and rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. Receive it. Oh, yes. We can just sometimes hear it and it's like water off a duck's back. It doesn't penetrate. I've been preaching for years, and unfortunately, I have seen people week after week being like the duck, the water falling off their back, not really allowing God in, not really receiving the message. Oh, yes, that's the way it's been. I can give you names, but I won't. It's very sad. They come to church, but they're not receiving the Word of God. They're not receiving it. So today, I want to talk to you about receiving. You might say, but Father Tom, you say the same things over and over. That's right. That's right. That's right, I say the same things over and over. As long as God is still on his throne, and he is, and he hears and answers prayer, and he does, and your faith in him is intact, everything's going to come out all right. Everything's going to come out all right. Oh, yes, receive it. Receive it. I'm looking at the 26th chapter of Matthew. When Jesus had finished saying all these things, what things? When I was hungry, you gave me to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was in prison, you came to visit me. When Jesus had finished these sayings to his disciples, you know that after 2 days, the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified. The Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified. Oh, yes. He is the Paschal Lamb. Do you know that the Jewish people do not eat lamb on Passover? The next time they'll receive lamb is when the Lamb of God comes as the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Then the chief priests and the elders of the people gathered in the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and they conspired to arrest Jesus, by stealth and kill him. Oh, yes, they're jealous of Jesus. Jesus who healed the sick. Jesus who healed the sick and who preached and preached and preached. And the crowds followed him. They're jealous of Jesus. And they conspired to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him. But they said, not during the festival, not during Passover, or there might be a riot among the people. There might be a riot among the people. Oh, yes. They were very careful. They were very careful. And it continues. Verse 6. Now while Jesus was at Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very costly ointment, and she poured it on his head as he sat at table. The only way into this jar was to break it, which means all the nard was poured on Jesus. But when the disciples saw it, they were angry and said, why this waste? For this ointment could have been sold for a large sum of money, and the money would be given to the poor. But Jesus, aware of this, said to them, why do you trouble the woman? She has performed a good service for me. For you always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me. Oh no. After his resurrection, 40 days later, he would ascend into heaven. Hallelujah. The risen Lord ascends into heaven 40 days later. By pouring this ointment on my body, she has prepared me for burial. Truly I tell you, wherever this gospel, good news, is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her. Oh yes, even now we remember this woman who poured love over his head. Who poured love over his head, anointing him for his burial. Jesus knows that he's about to die. He knows that he's about to die. And he's not afraid. He is not afraid. Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the high priests and said, what will you give me if I betray him to you? They paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that moment, he began to look for an opportunity to betray Jesus. Oh, we betray Jesus when we're silent and we should be talking about what God has been doing. We betray Jesus when we're ashamed to mention his word, his name, to our friends. We betray Jesus like Peter, who denied him 3 times. On the first day of unleavened bread, chapter 26, verse 17, the disciples came to Jesus saying, where do you want us to make the preparations for you to eat the Passover? He said, go into the city to see a certain man and say to him, the teacher says, my time is near. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples. So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover meal. Oh, yes. There would be lamb that night, bitter herbs. Oh, yes, it would be commemorating the time when the angel of God passed over the Jewish houses because they were marked with the blood of a lamb. Are you marked with the blood of a lamb? Am I marked with the blood of Jesus? Oh, yes. I cover myself in the precious blood of Jesus, the one who went to the cross for you and for me. Receive it. Receive it. When it was evening, he took his place with the 12, and while they were eating, he said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me." And they became greatly distressed and began to say to him, one after another, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me." Oh my! "The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to the one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born." Judas, who betrayed Jesus, said, "Surely not I, Rabbi." He replied, "You have said so." We do not want to betray Jesus. We need to give him our life. We need to say, "Lord, I give you everything, my life, my future, my hope. You are all to me. I have no one else but you." Oh, yes. Receive it. Receive it. Verse 26, chapter 26. While they were eating Passover meal, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body." Not "this is like my body." "This is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood, the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will never again drink of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." When they had sung a hymn, they all went out to the Mount of Olives. Oh, the Mount of Olives was the place where Jesus went to pray. It was overlooking the holy city of Jerusalem. He could see the temple. He could see the holy city. Oh, I tell you, that city was made holy by Jesus Christ. Jerusalem is his city. Verse 31. Then Jesus said to them, "You will all become deserters against me this night, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered.'" Who is the shepherd? The Lord Jesus Christ. "But after I am raised up, I will go ahead of you to Galilee." Peter said to him, "Though all become deserters because of you, I will never desert you." Jesus said to Peter, "Truly I tell you, this very night, before the cock crows, you will deny me three times." Peter said to him, "Even though I must die with you, I will not deny you." And so said all the disciples. Oh, yes. They're scared stiff now. They're scared stiff. Jesus prays in Gethsemane. When Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, it means the crushing of the olives. He will be crushed in this place, taking to himself all the sins of the world, starting to take to himself. And he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took with him Peter, James, and John, the sons of Zebedee, and began to be grieved and agitated. Why? Because he was absorbing people into his sacred heart. He was not afraid. He was not afraid to die. He was absorbing people into his heart. He said, "When I am lifted up on the cross, I will draw all men unto myself." Then he said to them, "I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and stay awake with me." And going a little farther, he threw himself on the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not what I want, but what you want." I tell you, he was not saying, "I don't want to die." He was saying, "I need help. It's heavy. I have this great burden. I'm drawing people into my heart." And Luke tells us that there was help that was sent from the Father. What was that help? An angel came to help Jesus. An angel came to help Jesus. Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. He said to Peter, "So could you not stay awake with me 1 hour?" Why were they sleeping? Because it was heavy. Have you ever gone into the room of someone depressed? You were all right until you walked into that room and you could feel the pain. Oh, yes. The disciples fell asleep because they were feeling some of the pain that Jesus was taking into himself. "So you could not stay awake with me for 1 hour. Stay awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." That's for sure. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Again he went away for the second time and prayed, "My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done." Yes, drinking of the suffering. He was being crushed like the olives. Oh, yes. Again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? See, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." Oh, Judas was at hand. Verse 47. While he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived with him. With him was a large crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had given them a sign saying, "The one I will kiss is the man, arrest him." Imagine, Jesus is going to be betrayed by a kiss. At once he came up to Jesus and said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him. Jesus said to him, "Friend, do what you are here to do." Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and arrested him. You know, Judas could have been saved if he asked forgiveness, but he didn't ask forgiveness. He was tortured in himself and hung himself. Suddenly, one of those with Jesus put his hand on his sword and drew it and struck the slave of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus said to him, "Put your sword back into its place, for all who take the sword would perish by the sword. Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will at once send to me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then would the scripture be fulfilled, which says it must happen this way?" At that hour Jesus said to the crowds, "Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as though I were a bandit? Day after day I sat in the temple teaching. All this has taken place so that the scriptures of the prophets may be fulfilled." Then all the disciples deserted him and fled. That the scripture of the prophets would be fulfilled: "Like a lamb led to the slaughterhouse, like a sheep before his shearers, he opened not his mouth. We had gone each our own way, sin, but God laid upon him the sin of us all." Alleluia. Alleluia. Verse 57. Those who had arrested Jesus took him to Caiaphas, the high priest, in whose house the scribes and the elders had gathered. But Peter was following him at a distance. At a distance. Are you following Jesus at a distance? Are you following him at a distance? Are you loving him in his passion? You see, we don't want to be at a distance. We want to be at his side, saying, "I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus." As far as the courtyard of the high priest, and going inside, he sat with the guards in order to see how this would end. Now the chief priests and the whole council were looking for a false testimony against Jesus, so they might put him to death. But they found none. They found none. Though many false witnesses came forward, at last two came forward and said, "This fellow said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and build it in 3 days.'" He was talking about his body. The temple of God. You know, you are the temple of God. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. The high priest stood up and said, "Have you no answer? What is it that they testify against you? What is it that they testify against you?" But Jesus was silent. Why? Because he was drawing into himself the sins of the world and the men and women of the world. "From Adam and Eve till the last birth, I put you under oath before the living God. Tell us if you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him, "You have said so, but I tell you, from now on you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the power and coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, "He has blasphemed. Why do we still need witnesses? You have now heard this blasphemy. What is your verdict?" And they answered, "He deserves death." Then they spat in his face and struck him with some and slapped him, saying, "Prophesy to us, you Messiah. Who is it who struck you?" I tell you, we have stricken Jesus, by our sins. Father, forgive us, because we crucified Jesus by our sins. And he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Oh yes, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.